Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north.
I just want to say thank y'all for welcoming me here after the trade with open arms, man. It made my experience that much better. This group of guys let me do what I do on the floor. Coach Nick let me do what I do. And now we got a championship. Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I don't get it, but it makes me laugh. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. It was a momentous occasion in the city of Toronto where some of the players remarked that the entire nation of Canada had crammed into those city streets for their championship parade. We are pleased to welcome Brandon Gonez of CP24, who was an anchor and reporter covering yesterday's festivities. Brandon, I was on your Twitter and I saw this post from you. I will never, ever forget today. How come? Why was it unforgettable?
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Yesterday was a day that this city has never experienced. The reason being, this was the first championship for this team in franchise history. It's been 24 years in the making. And seeing where this team has come from 1995, 1996, that first season, to this season, is just remarkable. I have to mention, I mean, for many people who may not be familiar with Toronto sports teams, it's tough to say, and as a person who's born, raised in Toronto and Toronto proud, we are, and I say this very humbly, and our city of losers.
Oh!
Our teams do not win. The Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs, one of the oldest sports front teams in all of sports, haven't won the Stanley Cup, you know, in 52 years. Mm. Take that in, 52 years. The last time we had a really big international championship was the Blue Jays when they won the World Series back in 1993. So there have been generations of people who have never witnessed what a championship looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like. And the Raptors broke that streak. They brought pride to a city. You know, on air after the Raptors won, I said a statement. I got a little bit of people a little anxious, but I said what the Raptors have done in 52 weeks is what the Leafs have tried to do in 52 years.
Oh.
And that was that it brought the city together, and not just the city of Toronto, but the province of Ontario and even the entire country of Canada. I mean, we had watch parties from coast to coast to coast. It was unbelievable. But yesterday, my goodness, I mean, after Thursday night's win, the amount of people that streamed into the downtown core was unbelievable. But the amount of people that came out for the parade route yesterday, I mean, players, I asked Drake when he arrived at Nathan Phillips Square, which they arrived 3 hours late.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, 3 hours late. Like, the parade route was a 4-kilometer stretch. I'm not sure what the conversion is in miles, because my math isn't the best. But a 4-kilometer stretch, it was supposed to take, they budgeted the time, it's supposed to start at 10 a.m., and it was supposed to arrive at noon. They did not arrive at Nathan Phillips Square, which is the massive square in front of Toronto City Hall, until 3 p.m.
Whoa.
Just after 3 p.m. We were supposed to be wrapped, finish off the air, the latest 1, maybe 1:30, if that 2 o'clock. The amount of people that came out, they're now estimating possibly surpassed 2 million people. The amount of people that live in the city of Toronto, just under 3 million.
That's incredible. Brandon,
go take that in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The pictures, it's a sea of people. It's a mass of humanity. Brandon Gomez is a reporter and anchor for CP24 in Toronto with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So how hopeful are people, or maybe how much convincing was there on Monday trying to get Kawhi Leonard to return for another run?
Oh, my goodness, Amy. The amount of signs that people had, and the one that got me is that at least every other sign, it was a black cardboard with white writing that said "stay." And this isn't the Rihanna song "Stay." This is a direct message to Kawhi Leonard: we want you to stay, we need you to stay, because this is a momentous moment that has the city on a high. Mm. I mean, people are walking these streets with a different type of swagger that I haven't seen, a different type of confidence that we have never witnessed before. And the embrace from people from all different demographics, all different age groups, ethnicities, is remarkable. We talk about diversity is our strength here in Toronto. It is, but inclusivity is the most important goal that we're trying to achieve here, and we saw that. We've been seeing it through this playoff run. So, you know, we know that we only had him for a temporary amount of time, 1 year.
He's going
to make this decision. Maybe. And we're going to speak into existence that he's going to stay, because I'm sure what he witnessed yesterday, he never imagined what would happen. I mean, there was moments that he was on that bus, had to take a break, sit down, and you can see, like, it's like he ran into Toronto rush hour traffic, which, by the way, is not even a rush hour. It is rush hours. They couldn't get to the stage.
Wow.
They could not get to the stage. It was remarkable. But what he has done is that he started a legacy. And I know from speaking with some of those players that one of the main goals in any NBA player's career is to start a legacy. And he did that. And my goodness, I mean, there are even people who want to name their babies after him.
Really? We're going to have a generation of baby Kawhis in Toronto.
Yeah.
That'll
be
fantastic.
We have spoken to people on CP24. We're a 24-hour news channel. And we've spoken to fans who have said that, who are pregnant, by the way, said that they are debating naming their child Kawhi. I take that as, boy, I'm sure there has never been a Kawhi name. We're about to have a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Named Kawhi coming up.
Awesome.
But I have to say, though, I mean, while the celebration was magnificent, it was a very hot day in Toronto. I mean, 24 degrees. The humidex was feeling like 27 degrees Celsius. And with the amount of people that streamed into the downtown core, I mean, at one point they had to shut down some subway stations and subway stops in the downtown core, so subways would not stop there, and they would have to pass those stops because there was just no more capacity in the downtown core. I mean, I saw people fainting left, right, and center.
Oh, no.
Remember, like, some people camped out at Nathan Phillips Square in front of City Hall for more than 24 hours so they could get a seat, so they could get a good standing room view of the stage. So when you have that type of heat and that sun beaming on you, and you're not getting water, and I don't know if these people prepared food, and then you're shoulder to shoulder, and you're sweating, and you're dripping all over the street with that sweat. No, it's the recipe for, you know, somewhat of a disaster, and we saw a bit of that. So there was a bit of criticism on, you know, the team's part about, and, you know, the city's part and police's part about maybe the parade should have been longer, spread out, or tried to find a venue that was larger that could handle the crush load of people that wanted to witness this historic moment. Mm. So, but, I mean, despite all that, you know, we don't want to distract from the beauty of what was yesterday. You know, there was a bit of violence that also took place with the amount of crowds. But for the best part of it is that despite all that, people still witness something special. And so now, like you said, we're waiting. We're waiting this man to give us our second dream, and that is for him to stay.
Well, you know what, Brandon? I think that in addition to Canada, many sports fans in the United States are waiting on that same question If my shows have been any indication, Brandon Gomez with CP24 in Toronto, a 24-hour news channel. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Just have a couple of minutes left, but you mentioned the shooting. I thought it was amazing how the Toronto authorities handled it. They didn't have to try to clear out that entire core. Instead, they were able to contain the situation and then get back to the celebration. But, and I'm not sure where you were. I did have a couple callers who said they didn't even notice. One man said he could tell something was going on but didn't know what it was. Did you guys have any idea what was happening while you were on the air?
We did. So my location was right in front of the stage. So there was a media pit right in front of the stage. And as the celebration was going on, because once the shooting occurred during the rally, okay. Once the team was on stage, the Prime Minister was there, the Premier of Ontario was there, the
wow.
Mayor was there. Like, we had the most high-profile dignitaries on stage at this time. So, and the amount of security, I can tell you this, like, as the Prime Minister arrived, I looked up at all the towers in the downtown core that surround Nathan Phillips Square. And you could see, you know, military crews with their long-range, you know, equipment on top of towers. So I knew that the area was properly secured. You could see that. But during the rally, you know, I was backstage, right behind the stage, listening, just taking a quick bite. And I got a text from a cousin, one of my cousins. They were at a location. It was just outside of Nathan Phillips Square, so at a street corner, still packed, jam-packed with people. And I got a text from one of my cousins that said, gunshot. And as soon as I got that text, one of my a security friend tapped me on my shoulder and said, let your newsroom know, shots fired.
Right, okay.
And there was a sense of panic mm-hmm. in my heart because I know how much this moment meant for so many people.
Sure.
But I also know that when you have a situation like that, it can cause utter chaos if everybody gets into a panic mode. Remember, just in Nathan Phillips Square itself, 140,000 people.
Wow.
It was spilling out on the streets. Again, there's no room to walk. So
right,
once
no
you're
place to
in
go.
There,
yeah.
You can't go anywhere.
I just have about 30 seconds. I don't want to have to cut you off at all. But, Brandon, we really appreciate your insight. How long, really quick, did it take for them to get the situation under control?
It was really quick.
Okay, good.
I mean, from that moment I found out, literally police cleared that stretch of Queen Street. Queen mm-hmm. Street is the northern border of Nathan Phillips Square. That was cleared.
Okay.
There was a brief pause in the celebration, and the host of the celebration quickly went on the mic as soon as they got the all clear.
Good.
They addressed the incident. They told folks that this is not going to distract from what's taking place, and they have the all clear
Good.
To continue with the celebration,
awesome.
And they did.
Okay, Brandon, thank you so much. I know that you've had a really busy couple days, but we appreciate a few minutes. You can follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Gonez, G-O-N-E-Z, a reporter and anchor for CP24, and had the experience of his life yesterday. Thank you so much, Brandon. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Amy. Can I say, Toronto, we the champ.
All right, cool. Talk to you soon, Brandon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.